The death of a local woman who worked at a downtown Barrie restaurant has resulted in thousands of dollars being raised for mental health awareness. On Friday, March 26, 2021, Lee McMillan died, and it was determined by the Santa Barbara Police Department that the 28-year-old had taken her own life. The 28-year-old was a social media influencer and had worked at Donnelly's Pub on Dunlop Street East. Caroline Duffy, who has been a server at Donnelly's for 6 years, said the Speak Up for Lee campaign has taken on more meaning for the restaurant as they lost three more members of the Donnelly's family to suicide. Over the last year, we lost two girls who previously worked here and who had remained really close to some of the staff, Duffy told Barrie Today. Another girl was with our Dunlop Street diner, so it has been quite a rough time for many friends and families. Duffy says many people have been fortunate to not have had many issues brought to the forefront during the pandemic, but says it has also highlighted some deeper issues in society. I think COVID has created more of a heightened sense that there are problems out there, and some of us are now seeing that these things are happening, she said. You feel helpless in the moment, trying to find a way to help, and maybe helping starts by being aware that those around are silently suffering. The Speak Up for Lee campaign has raised more than $152,000 as of Tuesday afternoon through a GoFundMe page, and patches with the hashtag #SpeakUpForLee are available at Donnelly's for $15. All of the money is being distributed to mental health organizations in Barrie and the province. There is also currently a Canadian Mental Health Association, CMHA, funding campaign that is at $58,267. While Duffy says people have issues they may not be talking about or showing, she also acknowledges the strain of shutdowns has weighed heavy as well. I think the initial assumption is that it affects us financially, and believe me it does, but it is affecting our mental health, physical health and social health, she said. Socially, it hurts a lot because in this line of work we are out seeing people, interacting and, for the absolute majority of us, enjoying the job. Being stuck indoors is not good. Duffy called the last 2 years a whirlwind and a roller coaster of back and forth restrictions, shutdowns and reopenings. Just when you get ahead emotionally and financially, you get pulled back again. And we don't get financial assistance the day we get shut down, she said. There is a process that takes a while, so you're stressed the whole time. According to the provincial government's phase one of the three-step reopening plan, Donnelly's and other restaurants and businesses can open to 50% capacity as of January 31st. We'll be ready when we are allowed to reopen next week, and hopefully people are excited to get out, Duffy said. I know that those who are working in the industry will be happy to be back at it, and I really hope that we don't see any more of these shutdowns.